love ourselves. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with instant illumination. Love ourselves? Yes, love ourselves. Have you ever thought about loving yourself? Have you ever thought how wonderful it should be that you love yourself? When you put your arms around yourself and you say, I like you, I love you, I like you, do you feel sort of silly? When you snuggle yourself and you say, oh, you're the most wonderful person in the world, you're grand, you're good, you're fantastic, I love you, I love you, I love you. You know, it's that squeaky loving. Have you ever done that? Have you ever loved yourself? Have you ever thought about loving yourself and what it really means to love yourself? You know, you love your loved ones, and you sort of love them in a pleasant but a cold way. And you love your friends equally in a pleasant and cold way. But my goodness sakes, how we love our pets. We reach down and we snuggle our pets and we huggle our pets. And we tell them, I love you, I love you, I love you. Wonderful, you're good. And when our pet does anything that is satisfactory to us, they fetch the ball, we say, good boy, good boy, you're so wonderful. We snuggle them with our voices, we snuggle them with our hearts, we snuggle them with our eyes and our nose, and we snuggle them with our arms, and we just feel they're so wonderful. My God, all they did was pick up a ball and bring it to you. But you love them, because with a pet, you can love them, and the world doesn't think you're silly. Now, what's this here world stuff? Other people don't think you're silly. What's this about other people? Well, you don't think you're silly. That's true. You don't think you're silly when you snuggle your pet. Well, now, we really shouldn't think we're silly when we love at any time. When we love ourselves, we should never think that that's silly. We should have that the most common thing in the world. It's just like loving our pet. We snuggle our pet, we put our arms around our pet, we tell our pet we love them, and our pet just wags their tail or snuggles or wiggles or acts and enjoys it totally, totally. But just imagine what you would do if you loved yourself. If you really snuggled yourself and huggled yourself and loved yourself, what would you do? What would you really do? You feel real good. Well, you want to do it with nobody's looking. Well, that's okay, but it doesn't matter. If somebody's looking or not, it doesn't matter. But it's for yourself you're doing it. You're not doing it for anybody else. And when you love your loved ones, your wife, your husband, your children, your mom, your dad, your relatives, people that you know, your bestest friend, whoever it may be, you may love them without words, without touch. Most of the time that's the way. But if you can love them with words, hi, hi, guy, I love you. Hi, lady. Hi, sweetheart. Hi, mom. Oh, mom, it's so good to see you. Do you give your mom a hug and a kiss right on the lips every single morning? Do you give your dad a hug and a snuggle and a kiss right on the lips? Your dad, yeah. If you're a boy or a girl, you give your dad a kiss right on the lips. Wow, what an unspeakable thing. Well, maybe it's something we should start speaking about. Because we want to learn to love openly. There's no sexual connotation to love. Love is an unconditional act of sharing the divine within us. Love is the unconditional act of sharing the divine within us. And wow, share it, share it, share it. And when you see your relatives or your friends, don't just shake their hand. Grab them and give them a hug and say, hey, I like you. You're great. You're the wonderfulest friend I've ever had. And of course, you might be 30, 50 years old, 90, 100. You might be one or two. It doesn't make any difference. Love them. Love your friends. Love your parents. Love your family. Love your loved ones. Just like you love your pet. That's a good symbology for you to think about. How do you love your pet? Now, that's the way we want to learn to love ourselves. Just like we love our pet. Put your arms around yourself and snuggle yourself and tell yourself how wonderful you are. Just like you do to your pet. Yeah, just like I Every morning when I get up, I reach down and grab a hold of Rex, my golden retriever. And I put my one arm under his chest and my other arm around him, and I snuggle him and shuttle him and pet him and say, "You're wonderful, you're wonderful." And I rub his chest and his belly and I say, "You're wonderful, Rex, you're wonderful." And Rex looks at me and he says, "Yes, I know, and I'm glad you know too, you know." And we just have the best time that you could ever want to have. And when I go for my walk, when I call Rex and he comes, I just grab him and hug him and hug him. And sometimes he'll come to me for no reason at all, because he wants to get a hug. That's a good reason, huh? And I give him a good hug, and I give him a good love. And he looks up at me and he says, "Are you done? I'll wait, you know." He's not in a hurry to leave a good hug. Nobody's in a hurry to leave a good hug. And you're not either. When we love ourselves as we love our pets, oh boy, do we feel good. Are we ready for a super day? Are we ready for a super life? Yes, we are ready. Go for it. This is who you are. This is who I am. Love ourselves just like we love our pets. I love me just like I love my pet. When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is put my arms around, while I'm laying in bed, I put my arms around myself and I say, "Good morning, Herb, I love you, I love you, I love you." And Herb looks out at me from inside of that waking up body and says, "What a wonderful way to wake up, what a wonderful way to wake up." And then as I'm in the shower and I'm scrubbing my back and I'm washing myself, I hug myself and I say, "Oh, you're a great guy, Herb. You're wonderful, wonderful." And that Herb just thinks that's wonderful. He just thinks that's the greatest thing in the world, to be loved and snuggled in the shower. Wow! That feels so good, you know, even before the soap is on. When the soap is on, then you love yourself too. You snuggle yourself. There's nothing sensual about it. Sensual insofar as loving, unconditionally loving. Yes, that's great. And then, when I eat my breakfast, I say, "This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love." And it is. And I feel so good with every morsel of food I eat. I feel so delicious. I'm delicious, yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel so fulfilled, so satisfied, and so happy. And you know, it is a wonderful thing. Love myself. Love ourselves. It's what we can do and what we can enjoy every moment of our life if we want. But it just takes a little practice getting started. And once you're started, you're now the hug machine. Everywhere I go, people think I'm the hugger. And I am. I hug everybody and I say, "I love you," to everyone. I say, "You're wonderful." And they say, "What is it you want?" And I say, "I see in you how wonderful I am." And that's kind of nice. How about that? So go around the world. Share who you are. Be who you are. Enjoy who you are. And delight in who you are. Because you are wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.